Kuzumon Senpai, in Mandalorian. Lords over on my piece of Mandalorian. Historians, some Star Wars historians. Deep in debate, but they play at Ben again. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job of two wins, arse the guy that delegates. Got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck, I'm at the solo. For all I care, it could be Han at Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a job is gonna shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious degenerate defender of the devil. Shut down all the trash compacted on the detention level. My backpack, got chests. Well, I'm Boba, I'm the vet. Well, I'm bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt. To finance my bed. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the crime, but I'm still there on my eyes. Cause my time, I'd like to wait it down. I'm a question, rep inside Enigma. Get inside a slave one, find your home and signal. Commander on a heart, Ripley to Spock. I'll find what you want, but there's gonna be a car. Say, my name is Boba Fett. I know my shit is tight. Start acting right, yo, brother, the carbonite. Night. Got telescopic sight, lame doors on my wrist. You still don't get the gist. Spike boots have made a kick. Talk, it's a made a hit. You think I give a shit? Your mama is a bitch. I see you in a Sarlacc pit. You just lit my switch. Integrity's been dead. You scratching on my ear. You know I shoot again. Got the beam and second team is waiting, lick my lefty lip. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line and seek a smile hot inside. Hope you have hyper drive. Ready to stay alive. Don't try to slip me five, cause I never take a bribe. She's a beautiful living drummer. Bad bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else be put under. As 6 feet, got an imperial fleet backing me up. Gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a death star. Got full payments on my car. Handed over the hammerhead at most likely bar. Use the carjack. He's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. And for me, that's not an option. Can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with Fusera. My backpack, gotcha.
Welcome, everybody, to the Droops Radio Show. This is the premiere episode. Today is 30th of June. And I'm going to upload this as soon as I finish editing around. If you have any comments or suggestions or bitches about anything, my email address is droops@gmail.com. Just pimping my little Gmail a little bit. This is the first show, so I don't have any housekeeping to delve into. So I'm just going to drop right into the articles. Consumers are getting $34 million in a settlement from Microsoft in Massachusetts. Now, What would Microsoft have been doing wrong? Oh, yeah. What did they do? They violated state consumer protection and unfair competition laws. Now, this comes as a shock to us all, I'm certain. But, yeah, Microsoft is unfairly competing in the business world. Now, this is only one day after a similar antitrust case in Arizona. There's a preliminary court approval on that. So, Microsoft not competing fairly in Massachusetts and Arizona in the last 2 days? Man, I wonder what else they're doing wrong. Whatever. The $34 million, you're wondering where it's going to. It's actually going to people to buy anything that has to do with computers, you know, desktops and laptops and software in the form of a voucher, and all you have to do is sign up to get one. So if you're in Massachusetts, you might want to go ahead and do that. All right, serious article, little spin, whatever. I also want to do some kind of funny stuff and just kind of interesting things. This isn't really computer related, but some towns are now sick and tired of shopping cart litter. And they're forcing retailers to install little beeping devices that if it's taken from a certain area, it'll start beeping uncontrollably or have a physical barrier to stop a shopping cart. Now, I don't know how you build a physical barrier to stop a shopping cart. Because, I mean, cars and stuff have to get out of there, too. I guess you can have a guy standing out there stopping them from stealing it. But, whatever. Industry experts, these are experts, say thousands of carts are stolen annually nationwide at a cost of $125 a pop. Now, if somebody was stealing my shopping carts and I had a store and it cost me $125 per pop, I wouldn't expect the government, you know, the state government, the local government, to regulate people can't steal them. I would watch my damn shopping carts a lot damn better for $125 a pop. That's a lot of damn money. And now there's some companies out there that have kind of had a side business sprung off of this. There's a company in North Las Vegas, Nevada that retrieves abandoned carts for $3 each and passes the cost along to the stores. It's a pretty good little deal. $3 if you find a shopping cart. I wonder what kind of employees they have working for them. In Kissimmee, Florida, I guess that's how you say it, they passed an ordinance forcing the stores with more than 20 carts to install the device, such as a beeping or a physical barrier at the store's perimeters to curb cart theft. Retailers that don't comply can be charged up to $250 a day per cart. Okay. There's a thing, it's called common sense. If you're coming up to my house and you're stealing my stuff and throwing it down the street and it's costing me $125 every time you do that, I'm going to stop you from doing that. I'm not going to wait till the town comes up and says, you got your damn trash off your porch littering the damn street. We're going to charge you $250. And if I was that fucking lazy that I waited for the city, I definitely wouldn't sue them. But Winn-Dixie is suing Kissimmee, the Orlando suburb, and the supermarket chain calls the regulation an unnecessary intrusion to the business operations of Winn-Dixie. No fucking shit. You should fucking watch your damn carts, and this wouldn't have to be an intrusion. I think that's kind of silly. But on a sad note, Bubbles isn't going to have a job if they install stuff like this up in Canada. Alright. Now we're moving on to Sun. A little company that make Java, make these computers. They have a new desktop. It's done with Java. Now, I've taken some Java courses at school, and, like, I made a little snowman that just popped up in the browser, and that bitch took forever to fucking load. Now, I'm sure I'm not the greatest Java programmer in the world, but, you know, a little 10-line program drawing a fucking snowman, you know, if it isn't responsive, I don't know if I'd want my desktop to be run completely out of Java. Now, granted, I was running on some Microsoft computer, yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, I don't really know if Java's ready for the desktop. Anyway, Sun's got this project. It's called Project Looking Glass. It's available with related Java technology on an open source basis. Open source, of course, in parentheses, within the explanation of it, allows people outside the company to view and modify the computer code used to create the program. Yes, most people don't know what open source is outside of our little world, but it was a pretty good little explanation. They should have just said that it was used freely to modify, but whatever. Be okay. And they're releasing this at the Java One conference in San Francisco, and they're with this open source release, it's designed to encourage other programmers, particularly fans of open source Linux operating system, to adopt and refine Sun's technology. Which is pretty much saying we're not paying developers, we want it done for free, and it's going to be run on our Java system, which is controlled by Sun. Now, they're also trying to get this whole Project Looking Glass to work on Microsoft programs, which is kind of cool. And it also says that Java is, Sun is aggressively marketing a bundle of programs known as the Desktop System that is based on Linux and includes alternatives to Microsoft's dominant operating or Office suite of programs. And that's pretty cool there, but I haven't seen this aggressive marketing much. Now, this Project Looking Glass, you're probably wondering what it is if you haven't already seen it. It pretty much allows you to take your windows, make some of them where you can see through them. You can spin them around. You can arrange them like books, like you can have a movie playing and then a web browser tilted. It gives you more web space, and you can be more creative with the way you manage your desktop. It's probably going to be a pain in the ass for most people. And I had Windows 3.11 long-ass time ago, and I had a program that ran on Windows 3.11 that made my desktop 3D. Slow as fucking shit, but you could, you know, have a set of icons and spin them, and then have less desktop space taken up. But then it was kind of hard to see what icons you had. I'm sure it's much refined since that. But I didn't really find it that handy back then. And I don't know if I would find this one that handy. Alright. Let's see. Uh-oh. Microsoft, again, in the news. The EU, that's the European Union. It's a group of countries in Europe that got together and said, we're going to become allies in business and commerce and have a single currency. and make it more fluid to operate a business in Europe. Now, they're ordering against Microsoft. That's kind of odd. Microsoft is in trouble over there for anti-competitive stuff again. That seems to be the word that's synonymous with Microsoft. Now, they've Microsoft has submitted a formal application to freeze the European Union's orders, which require the Redmond, Washington-based company to sell a version of Windows without multimedia software and to share more code for connecting computers on the network. The orders, imposed March 24th, aimed at shaking Microsoft's near monopoly on the market for personal computers, were due to take effect today. Now, why isn't this going through? Well, they have to consider whether Microsoft will suffer irreparable harm. Irreparable harm. Bill Gates owns Microsoft. He has a Gutenberg Bible in his house. I believe that he has enough money that they don't have to give away free soft, you know, Microsoft crap software with their operating system. But, that's just me. I still haven't graduated from college yet. Now, according to Mr. Gutierrez, who is somebody, he says nearly 60% of computers in Europe made by major hardware manufacturing companies already come pre-shipped with non-Microsoft multimedia software. Yeah. Everybody's bought a computer that came with Real, right? Still fucking sucked. Still came with fucking Microsoft stuff. So when it's saying it comes with non-Microsoft, it's still coming with the Microsoft things. Mr. Gutierrez said open source software provider Linux continued to win customers. So, he's not that dumb. But, let's think about Linux. Linux ships with multimedia software. But it's not, like, proprietary to the Linux system. You can fiddle around with it. You can remove it, like you can remove Windows Media Player. But there's not one that's particularly integrated with anything in particular. You can get Linux without multimedia stuff. That's an option when you install. I think Microsoft can go damn right ahead and ship whatever the hell they want with their operating system. But there should be an option on there to say, I don't want this. Because most people that don't know the difference aren't going to fucking care if they have RealPlayer or Yahoo, whatever, or not Yahoo, but players like that. They're not going to care as long as it plays their movies. The only people that are really complaining about all this is the people that care. We should have that option. That wouldn't kill Microsoft. They'd still win over their sheep. But, that's okay. Moving on. The word hacker is used in the Wall Street Journal right here. It says, web data hackers thwarted, but PCs are still vulnerable. This, of course, stems from Russia. There was a server that had some crap code that was letting Internet Explorer do some bad stuff. Now, moving on down here, security company Symantec. I like Symantec. They do a good job. They really shouldn't be in existence because Microsoft shouldn't have to have that kind of a market for fixing their software. But I enjoy Symantec. I hate to see the day that they don't really have much business because Microsoft is putting a crap antivirus on their operating system, and most people don't want Symantec, even though Symantec will be a lot better. Because Microsoft can't fix their operating system, what's going to say they can fix an antivirus that knows what's wrong with it? Now, moving on down, security company Symantec Corporation, an internet security system, said the software logs all keystroke data, but it looks specifically to intercept user account login information from eBay and its PayPal unit, Earthlink, Juno Online Services, and Yahoo Internet. Internet security system said the software could also be used to help hackers send out spam email. Wouldn't that be spammers sending out spam email? So pretty much it's just some little script someone wrote up on a web server that's taking advantage of a Microsoft hole and sending spam and getting eBay and money information for Russia. Okay. I'm sure pissed at these people for showing off this hole. Did they come up with this hole? Oh. Wait, they didn't. Internet security experts say last week's attack was possible because a researcher made public the vulnerability in Internet Explorer earlier this month without giving Microsoft any earlier warning. Well, that's pretty shitty. We're disappointed this was brought public without having our chance to provide an update to protect our customers. It puts customer at a risk, Microsoft Mr. So-and-so said. I paid $300 for Windows, and there's a fucking hole in it, and they're mad at the people exploiting the hole. I'm mad at the guy that programmed and left the fucking hole in there. How many fucking holes does Internet Explorer have to have? I mean, it's fucking crazy. People with a default installation of Windows are going to a website and their computer's being broken, and I should be mad at the researcher that found this hole? No, 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 no. I should be mad at the company that's providing the crap thing, and they're not even saying, we're right on it, we're going to fix this hole. They're like, yeah, fucker, why didn't you give us more advanced warning that our shit sucked? Okay, here you go, Microsoft, advanced warning, your stuff sucks. Internet Explorer is buggy. Fix it. Okay, now, next time, there's a vulnerability in Internet Explorer. No, there's advanced warning, Bob, I just told you. What's wrong with it? People are going to install software or monitor stuff that Internet Explorer should have no fucking control of. Boom. It's fixed. There. I told you. Go out and do something with that, boys. Alright. Moving right along. If you ever watch Tech TV, you'll hear Leo Laporte talk about Walter Mossberg, who has an interesting little article in the Wall Street Journal. If you hadn't noticed, I do a lot of Wall Street Journal things. There's a lot of stuff on the web. There's a lot of magazines that we all get. A lot of people don't get the Wall Street Journal. It's a really good newspaper, and I want more people to have a chance to get it. And I'm not just doing this to say you don't have to buy the Wall Street Journal. I'm not reading everything. I want everyone right now, just for the record, to go out and buy a Wall Street Journal and then get a subscription. If you're a student, you can get it cheaper. It's a good little newspaper. All right? Walter Mossberg says one of the hottest product categories is consumer digital technology today doesn't even have a name. It consists of gadgets that claim to let you play media, mainly music, stored on a PC with audio equipment or TV sets in a distant part of the house. This is really cool. This is really, really super cool. We all can probably build one of these things on our own. We don't have to have a special gadget, but this is really cool. One of them's $250 in reviews, the other one's $500. He can't recommend them. He says not because they don't work, but because when you're setting it up, it asks if you're, what does it say? First of all, it asks if it uses a password, which most Wi-Fi networks should, I think all. And the player had a little problem with the password. And then it said it needed to know if the password was in ASCII or hex. And he can't recommend that to the ignorant masses because they don't know what ASCII or hex is. Which is true. This is good. You should really know that. Or people shouldn't really have to know that. It should be fluid. It's like plugging in a stereo. You shouldn't have to worry about random computer terms like that. Just plug the wires the way they should go. And I think this is a really cool thing. One of the problems with the one it reviewed, it was the SoundRidge by Roku. It said it wouldn't play Apple iTunes files that you download from Apple. Was that an AAC? I can't remember. But it will play Waves and MP3s. Oh, excuse me, not Waves. It will play MP3s or unprotected AACs that are in your collection. So that's kind of a bummer on that whole thing. Because even if you do buy your stuff properly, it's not going to play it with that. But Apple's about to release a thing that will, hopefully. I'm assuming that would happen. All right. The last two articles are kind of funny. And I need to hurry it up. Because we haven't turned our air conditioner on because we don't have any money. And the fan that usually blows on me while I'm sitting on my computer probably makes a lot of noise on the microphone. And figured we'd try to save y'all's ears a little bit. Now, in the back there was an article about retiring in Fairhope, Alabama. It's a dinky little town. They're trying to make it pretty. Yada, yada, yada. It's on the water. But wait, there's a whole section entitled No to Walmarts. Mr. Baker says lawmakers aren't sitting still. The city has adopted ordinance that prohibited the building of big box stores such as Walmarts within Fairhope city limits, as well as restricting residential development from building above 30 feet. That's really cool. Now, Microsoft is a big... Not Microsoft. Ooh, I hate Microsoft. Walmart's a big player. They're a big store. They're really handy. I shop at them sometimes. Jennifer and I will decide that we want to go out of town. We'll have to have dog food for the dogs to eat for a couple days to put it in the self-feeder. It'll be 10 o'clock at night. I live in a small town. The grocery stores aren't open. We have to go to Walmart to get some dog food. Or I want to spray her down with whipped cream and lick it off of her. I'm going to have to run to Walmart to get the whipped cream in the middle of the night. So Walmart does have its use. But of course, so does like an all-night gas station that would have similar things, like a little bag of dog food or whipped cream, which they would if there wasn't a Microsoft. I mean, shit, I hate fucking Microsoft. If there wasn't a Walmart open 24 hours a day taking away their business. I really enjoy going to a hardware store and saying, Mr. Bill, this is what I need. And Mr. Bill can show me around. He knows everything in his damn store, has lots of stock ready to go. There's a hardware store downtown New Albany, my town, that has a hardware store with Mr. Bill in it, but Mr. Bill's having some trouble. Because Microsoft. Because Walmart is in there. They're selling shit a lot cheaper, and it's junk shit. But people, you know, if you're going to buy a good drill, or if you're going to buy like a shitty drill, you're probably going to buy a shitty drill because it's a lot cheaper. Unless you're a professional, and if you're a professional, you already have a fucking drill. Mr. Bill's running out, like, he knows a lot of information about all his tools, how to fix things, but Walmart is selling stuff. I have Microsoft on the brain tonight. Sorry, y'all. Walmart is selling stuff so cheap that he just can't compete with the store. He doesn't really have much in the store anymore, and mainly he just answers questions to people because he really loves his town. But that's shitty. That's really shitty. Go to Walmart and ask the people a question. They don't know fucking damn thing. Which they shouldn't. They weren't trained by Walmart. They weren't, they were just dummies that didn't go to college and leave their hometown that are working there. For the most part. Sorry if your cousin or your mama works at Walmart. But that's just shitty to me. But Fairhope, Alabama has a right idea. They're going to have a small downtown or a large downtown area that you're going to go to the bakery and you're going to get baked goods and you're going to go to the grocery store and you're going to get food and you're going to go to the meat market and you're going to get a good cut steak and you're going to go to the hardware store and you're going to be able to buy a pocket full of nails for, you know, $2 and take them home and, you know, I really like that. I really wish there wasn't a super center in this little shitty town that's 20 minutes from Tupelo, Mississippi, which oddly enough a few years ago had the number one Walmart in the nation. If you have the number one Walmart in the nation, you probably need to put another one 20 minutes away. I think that's really kind of shitty, but they're making ass loads of money. Every time you go in there, it's fucking crowded, and it's really shitty. I don't like it. Alright? Now, the last article is going to be a little fun. There's a new game in Germany. There's a new game in America. It goes by a bunch of names. One of the names is Cross Golf. Cross Golf is a game that's being developed in Germany by poor people, not really poor people, people that aren't the upper class, that don't want to play golf, or that do want to play golf, I'm sorry. In Germany, you have to be a member of a elite organization to play. Now, a lot of people can't afford to pay their dues, like a country club, and they don't have public courses over there. And, they don't have many, if they have any, I'm not sure. But, So, grassroots organization has kind of come along. Now, first of all, I like golf. Golf started in Scotland, people hitting rocks with sticks. That was golf. Shepherds or farmers or whatever were bored, and they'd hit a rock with a stick and try to hit stuff with it. And that's golf. And obviously it's advanced. Anyway, this guy, Norbert Kruntz, he's got a 3-iron, and he ripped a low drive over a pile of dirt across a half-built road into the side of a blue dumpster. Ball ricochets to some nearby trees and settles in a cement wall covered with graffiti. Is that a bad shot to you in golf? Yes. In this game, it's perfect. The first hole required hitting the large trash container. So, boom, there he goes. That's kind of cool. This guy's 40 years old. He likes to carry a few cans of cheap beer in his baggy camouflage pants when he's playing. And he's part of a growing global movement taking aim at the hallowed traditions of golf. Huh. So you're out in the middle of a town just playing golf on your own? That's fucking cool. There's a Hamburg club, that's a city in Germany, called Natural Born Golfers, which said it came up with the name Cross Golf for this unrestrained approach to the game. It claims more than 150,000 subscribers around the world to its email list. I'm going to be signing up for that later. Now, more than 1,200 people have signed up for 60 openings in the final event that's held in Berlin this past weekend for a major German cross golf tournament. And it requires people to tee off from hotel roofs, barges, brick walls. One hole required participants to hit the fuselage of a wrecked Cessna. That's fucking cool. A San Francisco group called the Urban Golf Association plays with tennis balls, and the sport's also known as Turbo Golf. There's no scoring in German version of cross golf. We like to play, not to write, explains Mr. Schilling, whose black shirt sports the club logo, a skull with golf balls in the eye sockets, a tee in its clenched jaws, and two golf clubs for crossbones. Tournament officials award trophies based on their own whimsical criteria. One player won a trophy when the head of his club broke off during a swing and flew farther than his ball did. Okay. This is fucking cool. The article also spoke of a guy that, one of the main guys that helped start this thing. He used to be a traveling salesman, and when he would be in a hotel, he would hit golf balls down the hall, see how far he could get. That's pretty fucking cool. That kind of is a little, urban exploration and, destructive shit, which is stuff that I really enjoy, and, golf, which is a, civilized sport. Anyway, that's the Droop Show. I hope I didn't bang on the desk too much, or that I, didn't say a lot. But if I did, live with it, y'all can grow up, y'all are big kids now. And, thank you for downloading the show. I don't know the music, but I'm gonna post it on the page. And I got some positive reviews of, the pilot show on the music for it. And, if y'all hear that clicking noise, I don't know if y'all are or not. That's my Gmail refreshing, so send me a fucking email, because I want to get some more invites. I've got friends in low places. And thanks to... I can't say his damn name. I'm from the South. I can't really speak well. It's O-B-F-U-S-C-A-T. I know what it means, I just can't say it. Obfuscate. That's as close as I'm getting. Thanks to that guy whose name I can't say starts with O, ends with Kate. And, for helping me. And thanks to Kizzle for hosting my show. And thanks to Kizzle for the, constructive criticism. And, that's my shouts. And, thanks everybody for listening. I'm gonna go drink some more beer, smoke some cigarettes, talk on IRC, and, look at porn, I guess. Later, y'all. Okay, like the barge, I'm large in a charge with a face so scar. A cold black heart that